Live. You may dial in toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. However, if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard the news. We've got a brand new phone number. So if you've got the old number written down somewhere, get rid of it. It's done for. The new one, 1-855-450-FREE. 855. Still toll-free.
We're just trying to keep you on your toes.
1-855. It's keeping me on my toes, I can tell you that. I'm trying to change giving out the the old number.
How many years have you been giving the old number out?
Since 2004.
You've got it like ingrained, chiseled years. Into your long-term memory, don't
you? For sure. So the new number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And we will continue taking your phone calls about absolutely anything. Actually, last hour we left off with Leroy, who was giving us his story, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Leroy, you're back with us. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
So you wake up in the morning, you look outside, there are cop cars all over the place. You go outside, and why did you go outside? Did it seem like they were targeting you?
Well, I had a 5-foot fence and a couple of boxers, so they couldn't get in the gate. And they're just standing there motioning for me. They see me look out the window. Hey, we want to talk about drugs in the neighborhood. I didn't know anybody in the neighborhood, so I went out. Hey, it's cold out. Why don't we go inside and talk?
Oh, boy.
As soon as we walk in, they say, oh, I smell it. Oh. Eight plants in my basement. I was a professional man, married, a kid. My wife was stay at home. You know, I worked hard so she could raise my boy at home. It ended up costing me thousands of dollars. You know, I was buying a house, and I got through it, but all the lawyer fees and the fees to the state, losing my license for 6 months, I traveled the state working on computers, and I had to fly out of town sometimes.
Did you get federal charges in this case?
I did not.
Wow, even though the DEA was involved?
Even though the DEA was involved. It was called Operation Smokescreen, 1992. They took us to the National Guard Armory out on the west side of Indianapolis. There was 50, 60 people on there. You know, I get stuck on the news. All my family sees me on the news. Big-time drug guy, you know.
Jeez.
Eight marijuana plants and a small hydroponic setup in my
basement. Eight plants? What is that, enough for you and some friends to smoke, pretty much?
Yeah, you know, every 6 months or so, I'd fire it up, and, you know, and then when it's, you know, just keep it a little bit around to smoke once in a while.
Sure.
Sell it. You know, I just smoked it at home. I was professional, went to work every day, paid all my bills on time.
Oh.
See, there are people out there that are absolutely not going to believe that. That people can be working and responsible people and raising kids. But you smoke marijuana?
Yeah.
They don't realize that there are people that drink and have much more severe problems.
Right, and I drink. You know, I hardly ever drink, and I don't smoke and drive or anything like that. Maybe as a teenager once in a while. But, you know, as an adult, you sit in your house or in your backyard and you smoke a little joint and relax a little bit.
Absolutely. So tell me about what happened to you in this particular case. I mean, you said you got through it. You had to pay thousands of dollars in lawyer's fees. What kind of, did you get jail time? Was it a plea bargain?
Probation? It was a plea bargain, and they took my driver's license because there's a code in the Indiana laws that was changed from shall take your license may take your license to shall take your license.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost my license for 6 months, which could have been my job if my company would have found out.
For a lot of people, that is losing your job.
Yes, it is.
Losing your driver's license in a lot of places, that is losing your job.
It's huge.
And the fine was about $3,500.
Wow.
And once I got the fine paid off, I'm off probation. I was probation for a year, but as soon as I paid it off, then you're off probation. It does right there. It's all about money.
Of course it is.
So, and, yeah. You know,
and how much, may I ask how much you spent on the lawyer?
Right at $2,000, and I didn't pay.
That seems like a bargain.
You're lucky that, that's all it was. Oh my God!
I didn't think it was worth it in the end, you know.
Yeah.
No, I see where you're coming from. I tend to agree. I mean, from my observation, my limited observation of seeing lawyers represent people, I can't say that it has been worth the money that they've spent. But $2,000 for a lawyer facing a pot growing charge. $2,000 seems on the cheap side. I've seen somebody pay $15,000 for an attorney on a less serious charge. So
I was in trouble when the judge walks in the room. Everybody rises, and my lawyer says, "We're in luck. This guy's an alcoholic." And the judge looks out over the crowd towards us.
He heard him say that.
Oh no!
He heard him say that.
God,
that's not me right now.
Dear.
Well, so on the positive side, you didn't end up having to spend time in jail. Was there probation involved?
1 year, but like I say, as soon as I paid the fine, the probation was off.
Interesting.
That's why I say it's all about money.
All about the money. Yeah, right. I mean, has it stopped you from smoking pot?
No.
And your kids are presumably more grown up now, right? This was in the early 90s, so do you still have kids at home?
Yes, I do, and they've never seen it.
They've never seen you even smoke the pot?
Nope.
Wow. I don't know how you cover that one up, man. That's got to be weird sneaking around on your kids. It's like the reverse. When you were a teenager, you're sneaking around on your parents, and now you're sneaking around on your kids.
I've heard stories about kids knowing about it, and their parents don't think their kids know about it.
And that may be. I've got a couple of acres. We walk through the acres in the evening is what we do when we're in the house. So.
Good story, man. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's not. I appreciate your show, guys.
Leroy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad to, could have been worse. I'm glad it worked out.
And he's such a regular guy, and that's what impresses upon me is that this is a regular guy. He was taking
responsible.
Care of his, he's responsible. He sounds very responsible. He's taking care of his kids. He was supporting his family very well. Yes, he relaxed and had a joint now and then. And to make such a big deal out of that just blows my mind.
Well, as most pot smokers that I know are. I know so many people that consume marijuana, some of them more often than others, but they're all responsible individuals. They all are people that have things they do, work, they have things that they're responsible for, that they show up for on time, and they're good folks. So
it might even be like entrepreneurs who run their own radio shows.
There are people like that as well. Plenty of entrepreneurs are pot consumers. And so it's interesting to hear those stories. But let's rewind on his story just a little bit here, because there was one important part. And that was the very beginning, where the police were outside of his house. They hadn't even come
on. He made that mistake. I wanted to chastise him for it, but I was like, it's such a common mistake.
It is a common mistake, and it's a common mistake, and it needs to be pointed out to people. Do not let the police in your home for any reason unless you've called them and you've got, your daughter's missing or something.
Your best bet is not even open the door and talk to them.
I agree with that.
But if you do, step out and shut the door behind you.
Yes, absolutely. If you feel you must talk to the police.
Better yet, walk out of a different door of your house and then,
come out from the backyard.
What's up? What do you need to talk to me about? And come out to the front yard and talk
to them. Or talk to them through the door. Don't ever even open the door.
Through the door.
Especially if you've been, for instance, maybe you're of college age. Maybe there are people in your home. Maybe there's a party going on. If you were to open that door, they may say,
we
smell weed.
Oh, no kidding. There might be something going on in that party you don't even know about. Even if you don't think you have any pot going on at your party, you might be surprised to find out that, yes, you do.
And somebody's left a bag of pot out on the coffee table or something like that.
You know, someone just rolled a joint in you while you were in the kitchen, and you didn't even know anything about it. But it's in your house now. Guess what?
Since we brought up the party point, it's important to instruct your party goers to also not open the door for the police. The last thing you want is some drunk guy swinging the door wide open for the cops. Come on in,
and even if you've heard that advice, police are intimidating.
Yes,
it is difficult.
It's true.
It is difficult.
And you're thinking under pressure.
They're in fact trained to get their way through intimidation, to keep people afraid. Which is quite funny to me, because the irony there is that they get upset that people don't respect them anymore, and yet there's this dichotomy of trying to be they're the heroes, but at the same time they're designed to intimidate everyone all the time. When they're pulling you over, they want you to be intimidated right away, whether or not you're guilty of anything or not, whether you violated any of their bizarre traffic laws or whatever. They're trained to intimidate you and keep control of the situation through that intimidation. And then they act all upset when people don't view them as heroes anymore. Well, guess what? They view you as bullies, because that's how you act. That's how you've been trained to act.
They could stop that any old time they wanted to. And maybe if enough people are treating them as though they are bullies, maybe if enough people ask them, hey, would you stop this, please? Stop acting like this. Why can't you be a peace officer?
And let me tell you something. You will throw them off if you do not be intimidated.
They will
feel like they are out of control. And you will see a cop act a little bit nervous.
They don't know how to handle it. You're absolutely right. 855-450-FREE. Got a brand new number. I'm still getting used to it. 1-855-450-FREE is the number for you. You may take control of these airwaves and bring up what you'd like. Just say no to the police. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live. We've got a brand new call-in number for you. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. You're welcome to use that. You may not use the other number. You could try it, but it's not going to work for you. So 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. All free. unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, we give it away over at freetalklive.com. In fact, we've got a mobile site for those of you that would like quick access to our live streams. In addition to our podcast, you can just go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And you know those cigarettes are going to kill you, right? You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try because they are a healthier option, over 22,000 times healthier. And here's a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. If you're a pack-a-day smoker, you'll save $120 per month, or up to that amount. So you'll be feeling better, you'll be richer, and smelling better as well, because the vapor just, it's not the same as smoke. It's completely different. Doesn't have that stinkiness to it. I am a fan of the vaporizer. What more could
it's
you
convenient.
Want?
How
about a free? It is convenient. And I'm seeing them pop up everywhere. More yes. and more people are using these things. I was just talking with 280, who is occasionally appears on this program. And he has taken up the vaporizer recently, and he said it has cut down. He hasn't even tried to cut down his cigarette usage, but just on his own, just by virtue of using the vaporizer, he's cut his cigarette smoking in by two-thirds. So he smokes nice. Two-thirds fewer cigarettes every single day.
Well, it's awfully nice not to have to go out on the porch on a cold night
at
a party to get your fix.
You can stay inside, and in many places, workplaces, this has not been banned. In many restaurants, this has not been banned.
It really hasn't, and I was a little nervous that it would be, because it looks, in many cases,
time.
It looks so much like a cigarette.
They're trying in San Francisco.
Okay, well, it feels so much to me like places have been incredibly receptive and have not been, you know, they're glad to let people smoke in restaurants. Or not smoke, obviously, but to vapor in restaurants and stuff.
Get yourself a free starter kit by purchasing 40 cartomizers. Use our coupon code, which is FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and you'll get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. Their number is 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855, the number 2, get vapor. Or you can just go to Vaporsmiths.com. That's Vaporsmiths.com. Speaking of 855 numbers, we've got one of those now. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's how you can get on the line with us and bring up whatever you want. Now, we've been talking about the police and not talking to them, and how that's really important, because talking to the police can essentially bring them to the point of making an arrest. In many cases, when they're asking you questions, they're asking you them with the intention of gathering enough information to be able to make an arrest. If they had enough information to arrest you, they would just arrest you. So when they're asking you questions, they're in the process of...
They'll make it sound friendly,
mm-hmm.
like just banter. Oh, where you headed tonight?
Let's go inside and talk. It's cold out.
Yeah, they'll sound like they're your buddy, but they are, you know, like you said, they're fishing for something that they can get you on.
Right.
They're not your buddy, unfortunately. I want to be in that world, like I said before. I want to be in the world where
right.
police are after real criminals.
Right, I want to be
and
in the world
and
where...
And they're actually there to protect me, because I'm not out to hurt anyone. I'm not out to steal from anyone. I'll love it when they're out to protect me.
Absolutely.
And other people who are actual law, you know, law-abiding, as in not their made-up laws.
As in the
real
the
laws.
Natural like, law, as
yeah.
in do no harm, honor your agreements,
right.
where you know internally your conscience is clear. You haven't harmed anybody. You haven't stolen. You haven't ripped anybody off. You know all these things
defrauded,
are true.
Defrauded anyone.
In that world, if you were to see a police officer in your neighborhood, you wouldn't be afraid to say, go up to him and say, "Officer, what? How can I help you today? What are you looking for? Are you
right.
looking for somebody? Is there a way I can assist?" Because who wouldn't want to help bring criminals to justice? Who wouldn't want to help bring real, you know, dangerous people, rapists and murderers and people like that, to justice? I think most people would be willing to help the police. And it frustrates the police when they go into neighborhoods, like in a lot of places, for instance, more urban areas, people know. They've learned their lesson about
yeah.
talking to the police. And they won't even come to the door. If they come to the door, they see it's a cop, they won't talk to them. And this bothers the cops.
Maybe they had a personal experience or someone very close to them
frequently
who has been screwed by that. And that is the environment that the police have created, and
that's right.
they've made their bed and they're lying in it. So
and they know the cops are out to get them, and it bugs the police because then they can't get assistance with looking into real crimes. So when you actually do have a murder that has gone down, you've got a neighborhood full of people that knows better than to talk to the police. It makes investigating the real crimes much more difficult. And so you're right. They've completely created the situation for themselves, and they're the ones who can get out of it. Anytime they want to, they could just stop enforcing bad laws. Any police chief or sheriff in this country could say, that's it. As of today, we are no longer going to enforce prohibition. We're not going to give out stop sign tickets. We're not going to give out this piddly crap.
Yeah, someone who was came to a rolling stop at a stop sign, and it was clear as far as you can see. And then you didn't come to a complete stop at the stop sign. That's a ticketable offense that
pay
we can
up.
Make some money on.
$50 or whatever the amount, arbitrary amount is.
Yeah.
So any police chief that were to say that, he would still have his job, presumably. And
he might even have the respect of some of the officers under him. Of course. I mean, I'm sure that there's so much of this is job security, though, too, right? Because most of what they're doing is enforcing tickets and things like that. Most of the time, they're not catching real criminals. Most of the time, they're not spending most of their time catching dangerous criminals. They have to make up crimes that are not actually that scary, like drug prohibition and things like that. Because then they can go out and spend time doing that, and they don't really feel like they're risking their lives.
Yeah, I guess if they can claim that they've made some sort of raw arrest number, that could look impressive to people. But for me, I think a sheriff or a police chief would have real job security if what they were doing is focusing on real criminals. Like, yeah, we've stopped enforcing these stupid laws so we can focus our efforts and our detectives and everybody that we have on catching real criminals, and as a result, crime has gone down.
Well, Matt, if you had a job where there really was some possibility of you losing your job if you did not satisfy your customers, you know, if you weren't satisfying your customers by actually providing really good protection to them and things like that, if you had a job like that, I could see that. But when you have this sort of, you know, people have to pay you anyway. You can't get fired and stuff like that. Why not make your job nice and cushy, as cushy as possible? You know, with a bunch of fake laws where you can deal with people who aren't really threats.
Oh, there are some
that are screwy. Who aren't violent, who haven't hurt anyone. You can deal with people like that and feel a lot safer yourself
and feel like you're doing something.
You can just propagandize that you're actually. That all this is necessary for our society.
But they could stop it at any time. They could do the right thing at any time. And maybe someday we'll see it. I don't expect it to be anytime soon, though. I think that these people are so, they pretend like they're so obedient, but at the same time, we know there are laws they ignore. They act like they're being told, I've got to enforce the law. It's my job. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to do it. I don't want to enforce these laws. I'd rather be catching real criminals, but I'm being told I need to, so you're under arrest.
They have quotas. They have quotas to write the tickets for these silly little offenses, like the rolling stop at the stop sign when there's no car in sight.
855-450-FREE is the number. That's 1-855-450-FREE. I hope that we see some of these changes sooner rather than later, because so many people are being aggressed against. So many people are being hurt. It needs to stop. And that's why we're in New Hampshire, to make a difference, to get together with other liberty-minded people so maybe we can see those changes be implemented. More coming up here. Your thoughts? Welcome on whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can take control of the airwaves by using our brand new number, which is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. It's toll free. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment, click and download. They're yours for free right there on the front page of the website, the last 7 days worth there on the front page. And then you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all of that on the house, freetalklive.com. And Ruger has some exciting offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you, Ruger.com. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, and then coming up, there's more on the police, this crazy police stories. In fact, Dale, you're going to tell us that the police in the UK are saying that anarchists...
They're asking the public to report anarchists.
Because they could be terrorists, right?
Well, yeah, it's based on the idea that on fighting terrorism. Yeah.
So we'll come back to that here in a moment, but we're going to go to you and your thoughts. We've got Daryl listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Ian, I have one big giant complaint against you.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm saying the number wrong several times tonight?
No, I could care less if he says the number wrong, because I could just go to facebook.com/freetalklive and find the number.
Is our number there? I need to change it if so. Thanks for that. Anyway, go ahead.
Somebody actually did post a comment with the new number.
Okay,
so it's sitting right up top.
Excellent.
So you keep talking about how people are getting elected in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And, if you're tired of beating your head against the wall, blah, 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 move to New Hampshire. The problem with your premise on that is ballot access in New Hampshire is horrible.
Why do you say that?
Well, the requirements to get a party on the ballot in New Hampshire, it takes 12,000 signatures.
Oh, you're looking at it from the wrong perspective.
Well, who cares about a party?
Ballot access
run as Democrat or Republican.
Right. Ballot access as a third party in most places is very difficult because the Republicans and Democrats make it that way. I honestly don't even know what ballot access requirements are because I've never even considered joining the Libertarian Party up here because the people are running and winning as Democrats and Republicans in New Hampshire. And as far as getting on as a Republican, it's here in, I think it's, what, like a $2 filing fee or something like that?
I don't know, but I know that a lot of people have done it and actually won.
Yeah, I know.
Not just gotten on their party.
The Democrats can actually kick you off of their ballot line.
Well, people are getting elected, dude.
They're doing. All I can tell you is there are people up here who are free staters, who are powerful lovers of liberty, who are in the House.
I met a problem at Porkfest, and all four of them told me ballot access is not a problem here. They said it's not a major issue. I'm like, no, it is an issue. Well, because if I were to run, and I would never join the Republican Party, but if I were to try running as a Republican, they could forcibly remove me from their ballot line. There are Supreme Court cases saying that parties can remove somebody from their ballot line if that candidate does not agree with everything in the platform.
Are you sure about that? I mean, I've never heard of that happening.
I don't know how bad of a problem this is at the moment if it just hasn't happened and there are people who are...
How would that exactly occur? Are you saying it would happen after a primary?
Yeah, it could happen after a primary. It could happen before the primary.
Well, I mean, it's certainly, at this point, it seems paranoid to me because it has not happened. Do you understand? That hasn't happened.
In New Hampshire.
Right.
Right.
Who cares about everywhere else?
Well, you're talking about New Hampshire, right? You're terribly, terribly concerned about ballot access in New Hampshire.
Right.
Okay.
But as of now, it hasn't happened. That's not to say that it's not going to happen in 2 years.
Well, there are always slimy political tricks that they can pull on you. For instance, they disqualified me from the ballot in a local election because I was running as nobody, and they didn't want that happening. So because I wouldn't give them my address, they disqualified my voter registration and used that as an excuse to pull me off the ballot. We're going to see how they play it this time around because I'm going to do it again. And this time they have my address. I'm registered as Ian Freeman, and I will run as nobody again this time around. And we'll see what other kind of sneaky crap they come up with. I mean, it is politics, and they will come up with sneaky crap to stop you.
If ballot access were easier, you could get on the ballot as either an independent or under the Ian Freeman Party.
Great. Well,
or even
maybe you should come here and work on that if that's important.
Well, I was
going to
say this is not an invalid concern. I can see that, and it's a valid concern. The question is like, what are you comparing it to? Like, what states would you say are better ballot access?
Tennessee has the best ballot access in the country. 25
states. That's where the Free State Project should be. For that, you know,
well,
for that one reason.
I would have voted for Tennessee for the Free State Project.
Yeah, it wasn't an option because
there's a lot of reasons. Well, I think the reasons that Jason Sorens gave for not picking places like Tennessee are pretty powerful.
Warm
having to
weather.
Do with what's that? What?
Warm weather?
It's too many people, man. These warm weather states attract all kinds of status from all over, government-oriented people from all over the place. But if you're claiming that Tennessee's ballot access is so great, tell me, how's the Libertarian Party or the Green Party doing in Tennessee?
Well, I don't live in Tennessee, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, I can tell you.
But have good ballot access. You should move there. This is where libertarians should be moving to.
Hey, look, man, I can tell you, I used to be in the Libertarian Party. And I paid attention to their LP News newsletter, and I never saw any big hurrah out of Tennessee about, oh, we're getting all these people elected. Look at this ballot access here. Sure is great. You can just come on here to Tennessee, and you'll get elected. Look, just because you can get on the ballot doesn't mean squat.
I think that you, like I said, have a valid concern about New Hampshire. The ballot access isn't great. And that's a good reason, good thing to work on. I don't think this. Well, you seem to obsess over this one aspect, disregarding all other aspects about why New Hampshire was chosen and why 1,000 people have already moved here and 10,000 more signed up to move here.
Anything? I'm just saying that y'all are making such a point of people are getting elected here.
Yes,
but
people
have to compromise their values.
No, they don't.
I haven't seen it happen yet. This is a concern I have as well, and I am not convinced that it's not a problem. But I have not seen it happen yet, and so it's kind of funny that I'm. It's just kind of funny that I'm being the devil's advocate, or not being the devil's. You're being the devil's advocate as opposed to me, but because I'm the one that's skeptical about politics.
He has already said that he was kicked off of the ballot, and then you turn around and say it's not a problem people getting kicked off the ballot.
That hasn't happened in partisan races, though. It only happened in a nonpartisan local race where they wanted to keep me off the. Well, that was the city.
That had nothing to do with parties.
Right. There was no party involved there. That was the city clerk that kept me off the ballot in that particular case.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was the Democratic Party.
Right.
That
and I didn't compromise anything.
No.
And I haven't compromised anything. You don't have to join a party to run under that party's name.
I think in local races, I didn't think they'd even put a party, do they? Or?
Well, right. Okay. Just to be clear, in local races, and this is true across most of the country, it's nonpartisan in like a city council race, for instance. But at the House of Representatives level, the Senate level, then they are partisan races. But you don't have to join their party and swear some sort of a party oath to run as a Republican. You just register as a Republican and put your name into the system. There's no compromising going on there.
Okay, because most
I want to hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
Actually, join the party and pay party dues.
Yeah, that doesn't happen here. Not that I'm aware of. I mean,
well,
never heard
there's
that.
Also, frankly, and normally Democrats and Republicans, there are hardly any difference between them, and you know, and that's the typical case. But I have even had to concede myself that the Republicans here in New Hampshire are very libertarian leaning in general.
Well, even Democrats are different here as well. Yeah. And we've got folks running as Democrats. We had a guy run as a Democrat and win that way a few years back. Look, here's what I'd recommend for you. Go to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org and go check out what they do. And if you've got questions about the system here, those guys know it inside and out.
They have boned up on it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Daryl, and I appreciate the concern as well, because he might be right. I mean, New Hampshire may not be the best place for ballot access, but where is it likely to change? Is ballot access likely to change in New Hampshire, where there are, as you said, 10,000 people, 11,000 people scheduled to move here at some point to get active for liberty? Hundreds have already moved. You think about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, everybody, with summer full blast right now, we're all going to be busier than ever. Traveling, picnics, family get-together, so much to think about. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this all? You start taking Nature Bee, that'll do it for you. I'm Mike Buck for New Zealand's Nature Bee to tell you that Nature Bee will help because it actually has every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and antioxidant you need right here in beautiful, pure plant pollen from Clean Green New Zealand. I'm telling you don't need to keep it in the medicine cabinet. Not a drug or a stimulant. It's real food. Over 150 micronutrients. And I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. Starting out with better sleep and ending up with energy to go all day and all night when you need it. And here's the bottom line. Try out Nature Bee risk-free because I'm a money-back guarantee. That's right. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We capped you with 3 extra months for free. That's 9 for the price of 6 right to your house with a money-back guarantee. Toll free. 1-866-834-8355. 1-866-834-8355 or naturebee.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your thoughts if you dial in now to our brand new number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's here, courtesy of his website, FlamingFreedom.com, where you can go to listen to his radio program, Prometheus Unchained. Once again, that's FlamingFreedom.com. As we continue here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We go to Chris, listening in Alabama to WBHP in Huntsville. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Good show, fellas.
Thanks, Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was listening to probably the last 10 minutes when you were talking about the police making unnecessary BS type arrest and harassment, kind of anti-liberty theme to the police. Here I find that if it wasn't for the citizenry, and a lot of times I refer to them as the Alabama Taliban, that you know, a lot of that activity would not be, would not be as pervasive as it is. For instance, case in point, roadblocks. I hate them. When I was a police officer, I never wanted to work them. Usually it was an overtime thing. I needed the money, but not that bad. And, it's a big pet peeve of mine. But when you bring that up to a fellow citizen here, like, well, what do you have to hide? Look at all the drugs they busted at it and all of this. Well, you could probably make that same argument with Hitler. Look at all the crap he stopped with all of his little roadblocks, too. It doesn't make it right. But, until we get our local citizenry thinking along the lines of liberty, they're just, the police is just really a reflection of the citizenry.
You're absolutely right about that. And you're saying this as a former cop.
Yes.
What else can I'd say you nailed it. The government is absolutely a reflection of, for lack of a better term, the collective belief system that's out there. So
yeah, the culture. The politics follows the culture sooner or later.
Slowly,
sometimes it
very
lags,
slowly.
Lags because there's entrenched interests that are, keeping things a certain way.
I agree with you. People do need to change the way they think about liberty and the police and the government in general. And that's part of the problem. It's part of the problem we're trying to overcome up here in New Hampshire. I think it's a good starting point because it is a live free or die state. And I think there are a lot of people that would like to see it become that again, because it certainly, I think, has lost its way in a variety of different ways. But influencing people personally and through media is, I think, the best way that we can do this. And in order to influence people in a positive direction for liberty, you've got to have concentration. You can't be that lone voice shouting out in the wilderness, hey, what about freedom, guys? It just doesn't work very well.
Yeah, I have to say, the thing about doing media and stuff like that is that you aren't being forced into a game where you have to compromise your principles. You can just be honest. I mean, and then that's so important.
No doubt. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yes. Well, as far as the Free State Project goes, you're on to something. And, you know, I've been kind of following it. I doubt I will ever move away from where I'm at now just due to family ties and work ties. But if you could get 10% there, I mean, 10% to think like y'all will own the place.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah. I think with 10%, you will.
I'm hoping we can do it with less than 10%.
I think we're
doing a lot with a tiny little fraction of very, very passionate people.
Right. I think if you had 1% of activists, then you would be a huge impact. If you had 10% of people that were willing to do an occasional thing now and then, that would be a huge impact. But getting people to think is certainly the first step towards getting them to act. So I would agree with that.
Yes. Well, good show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for the encouraging remarks. I appreciate hearing from you. Always interesting to hear from a former police officer that is liberty-oriented, somebody that gets it and was frustrated with aspects of his job, and I appreciate that. Let's talk to Merle, listening in Wyoming to XM's America's Talk. Merle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you talk about registration of automobiles.
Yes, sir.
And if you go into the Uniform Commercial Code, find out what that number is, and look up 2A-104.
And what will we find?
You will find that the title of that is Leases Subject to Other Law.
Please explain.
I keep going. You haven't got me yet. What's going on?
Yeah, it says Leases Subject to Other Law. And if you read it, it says Certificate of Title of this state, Certificate of Title of another state. And what happens is when you buy a brand new car, it comes in from the factory to the dealer with what they call a manufacturer state of origin certificate.
Mm-hmm.
They con you into turning that over to the state, and now the state owns your car.
And you know, from what I understand, and I've looked into this in the past, from what I understand, what you're saying is legally correct, that when a car is brand new, it is sold new, if the person is financing that purchase, that certificate of origin is sent out to the state. The state then puts that on file. They then send you a certificate of title in return, which is evidence that a title exists, but it's not actually the title. It's the certificate of the title. The title stays with the state. This is all legally true. But what good is it going to do you when you're dealing with the police?
Well, that's true. But there's a guy in California that has no plates on his car, and he has the MSO.
Mm-hmm.
And on his plate, it says citizen. And he even has dinner, from what I understand it, with the police at the police station or the restaurants where they go when they eat. And they all just say, "Hi, Richard, how are you?" But if you if you have to get the book and look at the comments at the bottom, I don't think you find it on the internet, but the comments in the book says this comprehensive scheme created to control leases.
So, have you tried this?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, I'm in my mid 70s, so I'm a little old to fight all this stuff.
Whoa, man!
That's the time to do it.
Reason to do it. Have you ever heard of Julian Hoechlin?
The reason is too is because I got COPD and I don't get around too well.
You've got what? COPD?
COPD, lung disease.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Yeah, I only walk a few feet, and I'm out of air.
All right. Well, I heard you there, man, and I'm sorry to hear about the physical disability, but all that said, your first objection is no good. If you look at Julian Hoechlin, he's 79 years old, and he is arrested on a regular basis for handing out jury information out in front of courthouses. And the reason why it's the right time is because your kids are grown up. They're out of the house. You don't have to worry about, you know, feeding anybody, putting food in anybody's mouth. You're probably retired, so you don't have a job to show up to. And so being elderly is really some of the best time in the whole world to actually do non-cooperation and civil disobedience because,
would work for me, except that they'd have to drag an oxygen machine around for me because I'm on oxygen 24 hours a day.
I know, man, and that would be even more of a disincentive for them to, oh, man, it's this guy with the oxygen tank again. Let's just let him go.
Yeah, you can't speak for all police because some of them I can see they're bullies by nature.
No doubt.
I can see them
being
extra bullying to someone that they can see they can take advantage of easily. I would say that a lot of police that they would actually probably go lighter on someone who is elderly and and didn't look.
Give me the website. I think it's interesting.
Website from the state of California is state-citizen.org.
State-citizen.org. You know, anybody
For someone to successfully do that and then report back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more success stories.
I want to see video of it.
Proof. Proof of video. Not only video of pullovers on the side of the road, but also video from inside courtrooms as well to prove that this particular method is effective at stopping aggression. I think the more people that can experiment in various different ways, the better. So I'd love to see more of it. And thanks, by the way, for the call tonight, Merle. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Dale, we're short on time, but it's enough time to kind of give the general story of what's going on.
British police are asking the public to report anarchists. So it's and I'm going to drop down to somewhere it says down near the bottom since we are short on time. It says one of the things that it says is but anarchists said Monday they were supporters of a broad and legitimate political philosophy who were being unfairly targeted. It says Andy Mink of anarchist publisher Freedom Press said police should arrest people for committing crimes and not for what they believe. Mm. It's obviously ridiculous. They know exactly who we are. We get followed on demonstrations. Everyone who's prominent in British anarchism is known to the police. But I like that statement. It's the idea of arresting people for committing crimes and not for what they believe. Because this is thought police.
It's not the end of it either. This is the beginning. They're going to start to see more of this.
I've heard people say that what happens in England happens here 5 years later.
Sure. I mean, right now, there's a headline over the Drudge Report where somebody's calling the Tea Party terrorists, which, of course, is absolutely ludicrous. Yeah. The Tea Party people are very inside the system.
Taken over by, like, neocons.
Right. So. The idea that they're terrorists is pretty silly. But you're going to see more and more people labeled as terrorists simply because they have a divergent belief system.
Well, I mean, this is specifically an anti-government belief system. So, of course, they're being labeled as terrorists by who? The government.
By the way, to get the latest news on liberty-oriented issues, head over to freedomsphoenix.com. You'll get updates every single day there, covering the secrets, exposing the lies. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Head on over to freedomsphoenix.com. Don't forget to visit Dale over at his website, flamingfreedom.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.